all about Helen tonight on this episode of Being Mary Jane. Stay tuned on Black Hollywood Live. Okay, Helen. Yeah, this is Demi Lovato, Sorry Not Sorry, because Helen was sorry, but not really sorry until the end. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another great episode of Being Mary Jane on Black Hollywood Live. My name is Sahai, and you can find me on social media at Say Hi Sahai. That's S-A-Y-H-I-T-S-A-H-A-I. And I have my lovely Sarah next to me.
Hey, Sarah Lyons back here. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lyon, S-Lyons with a Y.
And hey, y'all, it's your girl, Portia Carter, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
And my name's Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
So we start with Helen and Paul. They're supposed to go to New York. Helen ain't home. Paul ain't packed. We don't even know if it's going to happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we get into it and see that Paul is still very much upset. MJ doesn't even know what's going on, and the family is just in disarray. So, at the beginning of the episode, did you guys think that they'd be able to work everything out, or did
not
you think...
with Frank playing them games
Frank
on the phone again?
Still calling.
Right?
I was like, okay.
I said, oh, no, you're going to piss Paul off. Don't play with him.
And even in short, like, it started, like, he's been doing it for years.
This behavior is a pattern, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that I was, as I was watching it, I was like, okay, these people, we're just finding out this information. Patrick's just finding out this information. MJ's just finding out this information. Mm-hmm. But for Frank, Helen, and Paul, they've known this for 40-something years.
Well, Frank just found out Patrick was his.
Right.
Yeah. I just think it's weird that Helen could keep that secret. I mean, and Paul, too, could keep that secret for so long. Yeah. I don't see how, like, because, I mean, like I said in the last episode, I just don't understand how you wouldn't feel obligated to let your kids and your, you know, let everybody know what's going on. Who your father is. Yes.
I mean, but you see, like, kids who are adopted, their parents don't let them know for years. So that's what I related it to.
But
right?
See,
I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah, but I feel like even an adopted child one day is going to seek to find out who their biological
parents
are.
Once they're told, though.
Right. But yeah. I mean, do you think that kids, I mean, I guess unless they're like at the age where they're knowledgeable about, unless like besides them being an infant and being adopted, mm-hmm. but like, I mean, at the 8 years old, then they obviously know like these aren't my real parents.
Right.
But I think that's something you can feel. Like,
right.
If you feel like it's something about it, like obviously you love your parents, they're good to you and everything, but if you mm-hmm. feel out of place, even Patrick was saying like that just felt off and it would have been nice to know.
I know. And then what I found interesting was how Patrick and Frank bonded. I thought that was really nice and, mm-hmm. and to see them together like that and see that Patrick was like, hey, it would have been nice to have somebody in my life that was able to understand what I was going through.
Yeah, exactly. I think Patrick probably felt like I have no other choice but to make amends with my dad. I mm-hmm. mean, this is my father, so I might as well try to have some type of relationship with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
And also, it wasn't his fault. Like, Helen didn't tell
right,
him.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he can't be really mad at
Frank.
Yeah,
I was happy to see that Patrick didn't fall off the wagon, though. That's what I was really concerned about.
So he just going to the meetings, getting his counseling, letting his voice be heard, letting all his fellow addicts, you know, talk some sense into him, because everybody, it's a community, we got to work together. Mm. And he's staying level-headed. I love that about Patrick.
Yeah, it was nice to see him, like, stay on track, because he has been socially active, and he kind of created a whole new lifestyle for himself. Mm-hmm. But to hear that his father had been sober, 20 years, and Patrick had only been sober 1 year, that was really, mm-hmm. it really put, like, time in perspective and how people, like, you know, things can change over a period
right.
of time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we also had Orlando and Kara. So Kara has been producing everybody in this episode. She had to produce Orlando. She had to produce Helen and Paul. She had to produce MJ.
And then ended up producing herself.
Producing herself because mm-hmm. she's about to get the bag, basically.
Okay.
She's like, I'm making money moves like Cardi B.
Period.
So Kara wants Orlando to get this job with, who is it? Brian, was it? Another
like, Gumbel's people.
Yeah, Brian Gumbel's people.
Yeah. Right.
So, and it looks like it's happening.
CBC
but
or something like that? What'd they say?
I forgot the name of the company, but in deciding that, okay, this is what you are going to do, Orlando, it also helped open up another door for her. And she was like, okay, we can push Garrett out and get me in his spot, which I thought that was a really wise move.
Strategic. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love Kara and everything that she's doing. She always got something up her sleeve. She's just so smart. She gets the job. job done. She's a great coach. She's an amazing producer. She thinks on her toes. She gets everything in line. I'm just like, that's my girl. And her hair is always nice.
That's what I was saying. You were commenting on
and
her
these
hair.
Blazers.
And no, and these outfits.
These blazers. She killed them.
The wardrobe department.
The wardrobe is on point.
Right? No,
for Kara.
Yeah.
You didn't like MJ's outfit?
I liked MJ's dress.
She okay. I like that romper in the beginning.
I like that red dress too.
Yeah. Speaking of, I didn't like that red dress.
No?
I didn't like it.
It was cute with the cutout in the back. Mm-hmm. Speaking of wardrobe, you know, Miss Gabrielle Union has a clothing line coming out with New York & Company.
Mm-hmm. Shut the front door.
Yeah, she does.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
She recently had a launch in New York, so she too is making some money moves.
Okay, she looks very Ann Taylor, New York Company.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Expanding her brand. I was like, okay.
She's very New York. Sense.
Exactly. Nice. What was funny also about, speaking of New York, you know, Niecy went to New York, and her experience was very different than Helen and Paul's New York experience.
Oh, my gosh.
But when Paul got on that stage, and he was talking about that recipe, and he had that heartfelt story about his wife,
you know,
it gave
just,
me hope.
I just wanted to follow
It gave you what hope for what?
That they, you know, this whole talk about divorce was just going to
good night
fall away.
No. I knew
it was an act. It was not genuine.
I don't think it was an act.
Just like them flowers from Justin, it wasn't genuine.
No,
I thought it was genuine.
Very genuine. You can drink some haterade today. No, I thought it was genuine, but at the same time, I just felt like, stop being a pansy. Like, your wife.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Talking about Paul.
Paul, okay.
I just felt like this girl, this woman does not want to be with you, and it's just stop milking it on air. Because now it's just like you look like a pushover, and that's why she's been pushing over you for years. So just hang it up.
That's what gave her that edge. She's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go apologize. Yeah. We gonna make this all right because he over there talk about me. Good night. It was an act,
and that's what MJ said too.
But on air, like he's also there with his daughter. Like no one else knows the backstory, mm-hmm. so it's like to have a good moment for his daughter's show. I mean, I do think obviously it was sincere. We all know he loves Helen, but after a certain amount of time, it's like you know she doesn't love you back. So
right, don't even do it. Don't even waste your breath. You made that. You made all them ribs. You made all that barbecue sauce. You did it yourself. I don't care what she snuck in the kitchen and did. You did that. You on the kitchen, you cooking it, you did it.
I just don't understand why the producers didn't separate them in their own briefing rooms. Like, I would have never had to, if I were MJ and I know that they're going through marital problems, because...
But why she wouldn't want the whole production team in her business?
No, but just have them separated because maybe she's not, like, make up something. Like, you can say, like, for instance, when Kara was like, oh, well, you know, she's feeling a little, you know, TV shy. She wants to, like, a producer will make up a reason why. And honestly, I feel like the production team is going to be like, okay, girl, whatever. Like, oh, this is our only segment, so if they need separate rooms, maybe she's not feeling that well or whatever.
But you know what it was? There was so, like, I have so many notes from this episode, and I think that scene of just prepping mom and dad would have kind of just been a waste of time, I think. Like, just I don't know what we would have really gotten from that. Like, what did you want to see in that scene?
I just felt like, I'm just saying, for the sake of them having the argument and Helen throwing a mug against the wall at my workplace, I would have had them, if I'm sure MJ probably wasn't thinking about it because she's prepping in her own way, but
right.
I would have had them separated in another room. I wouldn't have had them together because I know that the issues that they're having are fresh.
Right.
So they're probably going to get into an argument. So for my own sake and theirs, let's just have them separate, do the segment,
and wait till they get on camera to talk.
Well, yeah. Isn't it better to have them have her throw the mug in the green room than to get on camera and then who knows?
Oh, well, I don't think Mama Helen would have done that to her daughter on her show personally, because that's why she threw it, because she was behind closed doors.
In the office, in the studio.
No, right. I mean, she's stupid for doing that. But I mean, like, I'm just saying, if I were thinking, I would have been like, okay, well, I don't have time to have these issues on air. Let's just separate them, because I know, like, for instance, when they came into it together, they were like, let's just do this, let's wrap it up, have a good time, and let's do this for our daughter.
Yeah,
they had that sentiment until they got together and they were left alone.
But I
feel like MJ wasn't reacting. It's like I thought
appropriately.
She was gonna, I just thought her reaction was gonna be more dramatic,
and yes,
so when she finds out her mother has been having this affair, that her brother is her half brother, you know, her reaction was more reserved than I expected to. And maybe it was because, like, why do you think that is? Do you think she was prepping for the episode?
I think it's partially due to that, but I think it's because she had already been going through that since she was a child, which we saw that in the past in her flashback.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's probably already mentally been there for her or with that. So I feel like maybe she's just like, she's exhausted. So she's just over it already.
And maybe now it's all making sense too. Like, you see your parents, you're listening under the door, you're picking up these you know, call and hang ups. Right. And now it's finally all coming together. Yeah. So, yeah. She did say she had an epiphany.
Right, yeah. Right. And maybe she also was probably taking note for herself, too, which is the conversation that they led to with her and Helen, where she was like, you know, oh, it all makes sense. Maybe she was just thinking about that all at the same time. Like, wow, maybe this is my issue.
And we know MJ always makes it about herself. So she was like, okay, how is this going to affect me? How did I do this? Because that's what she did. She blamed herself and felt like her mother's actions were because of her.
Hereditary.
But I love how Kara once again told her the truth about herself. Like, how are you going to make this your parents' issue all about you? Like, calm down, take a step back.
Yeah.
Yes, you have your issues, but you're both grown. And, like,
you can solve your own problems.
Yeah. It's like you still made your decisions to sabotage your relationships. Like, yes, your mom did it too. Like, her whole marriage basically was just her settling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
Like, I mean, but I do believe in what you mentioned, the generational curse of somebody, like, pretty much energy just going out into your kids because you've had that stored up for so long.
Right.
But I also do feel like you can make the executive decision to say, I don't want to do this or I want to stop this cycle.
Right. And that's what MJ said. She said, are not our parents. And when she was talking to her brother, she was like, we are not our parents and we can choose to break this when we want to, which I thought that was a big, like, taking responsibility for her actions.
Yes.
And her mother took her responsibility for her actions.
Finally.
Because you control your own situation. Your situation is in the power of your own hands.
That's right. But when she said to her husband, she was like, look, the first 10 years, look, I didn't treat you right. And he was like, thank you for finally saying that. And that gave them both the opportunity to move on. But the fact that he still want to go through with this divorce.
I was shocked.
He's going to give her one more chance.
I did not expect them to go home together and everything be all peachy.
Yeah.
I knew that little sorry that she was going to give was going to make him feel all heartwarming. But he got to stand his ground. He got to be the man that he is. First of all, you played me for 10 years.
And then
44 years later, you cheat on me. And it's just like, I can't do it no more. I'm never going to be enough for you. You're never going to be in love with me how you are in love with him. So whatever, chuck the deuces, I'm out.
Cancel.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta go.
But what I was surprised with, honestly, was that even after Paul said, nope, still want to divorce you, Helen still decided, I want to be by myself. Like, she doesn't want to go to New Orleans.
She needs some her time.
Some me time. She's going to take some time.
She's reclaiming her time.
She needed reclaim her time.
Reclaiming my time. Exactly.
She's reclaiming her time for years.
Look.
Good night.
Look, Helen knew. She said, listen, I know what I did was wrong. You know what I'm saying? I was she was thoughting it up.
Mm-hmm.
She accepted that. Now, speaking of thoughting it up, Frank chose to get another woman to heal himself.
Okay. And it sounded like a young tender, too. I was
It
was okay. She sounded like she was a young
Daddy
thing.
Frank.
He fell off the wagon, too, though.
No, what do you mean?
Why did Patrick be like, do you need to tell your sponsor? I thought he
No, but he said...
You thought he was drinking?
I thought he smelled like alcohol.
No, he said the program works if you work it. That was his response.
And maybe that's his new addiction, is just getting
sex can be
new
an addiction.
Tenders.
Right. Sex can be an addiction, too.
I agree with that.
So, you know, you know how it is. Look, he had his heart broken. The love of his life is no longer... He had to come to terms with, listen, this woman is no longer going to be part of my life. I need somebody to make me feel better. What do they say?
That was fast, though.
But look, they say the best way to get over someone is to get under somebody else.
But see, that's toxic to yourself.
I'm not saying it's right, ladies. I'm just making an observation.
No, I mean, I feel like if you don't plan on being with someone long term afterwards, or like investing real time with another person, then sure, like have like a cuddy buddy or like somebody that you want to, you know, be intimate with. But at the same time, I just feel like
it's like putting Neil's porn on a wound you ain't clean.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Ooh, come on.
That's nasty.
All right. No, it is. and it never heals fully.
You get infected.
Yeah, and you never give yourself enough time to be able to love. One, you can't love the next person well enough if you're not loving yourself first.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like give yourself time and then explain that to the next person if you do feel like you're getting to that point where you're really, really heavily involved. Just say, look, I need some time, and we can work it out, and it'll be fine.
But maybe Frank is not there yet. Like, Helen, she said, okay, I'm going to take time. But Frank, he needs instant gratification. And we did talk about how guys are more sensitive than we think they are. So this is his way of healing momentarily.
Yeah, because that was deep. Like, what he said was, I got to die knowing what it feels like to not ever be with her,
that's
you know?
Hard.
And it's just like, he's thinking about, he ain't got that many years left, and he wanted the woman in his life, and she don't want him.
But think about it. Okay, like, in your mind, held out this hope that I'm going to get this woman back. Exactly. We're going to have this beautiful life together. Like, that image that he had is crumbling. Then you find out you got a child that you ain't raised as a grown man. That, like, it's kind of like
about a woman now. You love.
It's exactly. Their love child. You know, he finally finds out about their love child, and he's not going to be able to be a part of this person's life.
Helen, it's just not working out for Helen. We just really laying it out, and I just think of Helen, like,
her reclaiming this time. It is going to work out for her. She's going to have her some me time. She's going to get in her word, hopefully. She's going to get on them knees and pray to the Lord, hopefully. And she's going to get her life together because she too grown to be doing what she's doing.
Well, she's grown. I can't make jokes.
She got to go get her life together.
That's what she's doing. So hopefully some of her prayers goes to her daughter, MJ, who had this fertility issue and had to decide what to do with these two eggs she had left. So her options were to donate, dispose, and what was the other thing? Throw it away. I couldn't remember the third.
It was a third option.
No, it was just it was just two options with the embryo. She either had to donate it or had to dispose it. But either way it goes, she gets to keep her eggs if she wants to.
I think that was keep it for yourself, dispose it, or donate it to someone.
She couldn't keep the embryo, but she could take the eggs out.
Right. So Lee didn't show up to this appointment.
Leave it.
And then he signed the papers for her to dispose
of
the embryos. That's harsh. He's like, I don't even want your babies.
But I mean, you don't want me.
Why would he? That'd be so messy.
I mean, maybe he's going to just, you know, say, hey, I know this is what you want. This is my parting gift.
No. I just feel like, I mean, I don't understand. I understand why she cried in that moment because she was like, you know, I'm getting older. I'm not going to be able to have kids. Right. But at the same time, were you really surprised that Lee said, no, I don't want kids anymore?
She wasn't surprised. It wasn't about Lee. It was about her in that moment realizing that I got to dispose of some kids that I was freezing.
And it's disposing of the hope of
them her kids.
Like the whole embryos,
kids.
She gotta take out them kids she was saving up. Child, okay,
they didn't have a face.
She was sad.
Like, I flushed her grandchildren down. Oh my gosh,
dramatic, right? So, but then she opted for the sperm donor option. So here it is. You had
the
option.
A backup?
I mean, but you had somebody you knew before. Now you're just going for whatever. You're going to pick out of a book.
Desperate times, girl.
Let's not talk about it like that because women pay for that.
No, that's what I'm saying. But this is what she chose to do, that's kind of gangster because you're like, look, I just need to get it done any way I can by any means necessary.
Yeah, right. She's adamant about being a mom. Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, last week I was like, I don't know if she should be a mom. But this week I was like, okay. I see how serious and how important it is for her, whether or not it's the best decision, but she really wants it. So I really like seeing that.
No, I mean,
No.
I mean, I would hope that any person who wants children will be a good mom. So I would have high spirits for her to be a great mom.
Oh, we have a live chat situation. Estella Macadocious.
Okay, so Estella Macadocious, why her old ass cheating? That's what I want to know.
I want to know that too. Ask it for me.
Estella, MJ, I don't think there's an age limit.
Oh. Yeah, she said MJ needs to donate. She'll be a horrible mother. She's a mess. I need MJ to be honest with herself before she bring a mini her to the world. She just not being real to herself. You're right, and retweet everything that you just said.
Wow.
Because I feel like that because, in a sense, Helen is a bad mom.
Those some harsh words.
Yes.
I'm sorry. She's not like, you literally just,
about that.
You destroyed your entire family with one thing. Just
but
not
let's think about it. When this happened, Helen didn't have a family. It was just Helen and this man that she was in love with who was an alcoholic and on
her
drugs.
Pregnant belly.
Right. So think about a young woman by herself in a small town. She know people gonna talk about her. She doesn't have many options. What do you do?
And she has Paul, who she said, I knew he fancied me, so this man loves you.
She was thinking of, she was doing damage control. She
for
was
her,
like,
oh. For her baby. She was thinking,
But tell your baby, this ain't your father. Just go straight out say.
Be honest.
Yeah.
I agree with
that. This is not your father, but whenever you are ready to meet your father, we can make that happen. That's all you have to say. Yeah. But you want to wait years later?
But think about that. Like, same thing with adopted kids. It's like, okay, at what point do I tell him? He's already known this man as his dad, he's in school. Okay, he's in kindergarten. Okay, don't want to mess him up. Don't want to shock him too much. This is what I'm thinking Helen is thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, at what point do I say something that's going to possibly destroy my child's life?
But if you and say then, it in the beginning, it can't destroy them.
We don't know.
And I feel like, honestly,
because when you tell, in the beginning, like 5 years old?
I would say I agree that can put a damper on a child's life, and that's going to be in the back of their head when they're going through school and stuff like that. But whenever Frank was ready, I mean, I'm sure Frank would have made an effort to come see his son. I mean, he seemed like he was very happy about it when she let him know. So, I mean, he was on drugs at a certain point, so obviously he wasn't good at that time. And I'm sure she could have explained that, like, hey, right now your dad's not in the greatest place, but we will make sure to have you meet your dad.
Y'all know Helen Bougie. You know, she's all about keeping up appearances and making things look good on the outside. And think about it. Mm-hmm. If she didn't tell Patrick and she didn't tell Frank. It's not like Frank knew all these years either. So she and Paul Sr. were just the two holding this information to each other. Mm-hmm. So it just made me think of like a teenage mother. Like, what do? You just trying to fix this situation, come out looking not looking like a slur, and try to create some type of family for the child that you're about to have.
But which one is the worst evil? Not telling my son that he has a father, lying and saying that this is your father?
At least he had a daddy, because some kids don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. True. But I mean, saying, okay, this is your dad, and you're still not going to meet him, because regardless, with either situation, you weren't going to meet your dad immediately, but right. I'd rather at least you know, opposed to now having, I have a grandchild by you, but you still don't know who your dad is. And Niecy doesn't know. None of the family knows. Like, that's, to me, that's more tumultuous to a family than it is to just be honest and just straight up say it. And then we can deal whatever happens later.
I just think honesty is best policy, because you never know when the truth will come out. You're just hoping that they will just never find out. But then, Patrick is 40-something years old.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying that she did the right thing. I'm just trying to be in her mindset.
Right.
What was her thought process? Yeah. Why would she do it?
No, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. That's it. Okay.
But, Estrella, honestly, people just be cheating. No matter how old they are, they just, Right. But I wanted to talk about just the dynamic of her not being with the man that she really loved.
Because I think that that's something. Sad. Fireworks versus the steady burn. That's what she's called.
Think? I don't really understand that, because it's like, love is love. What do you mean fireworks or a steady burn? Which one are you in love with? Are you in love with Paul or not? Were you ever in love with him, or did you just love him? I will explain what she's talking about. I would say that she always loved Paul, whatever, but she's always been in love with Frank. That's what I say. That's what I think she means by that. But saying that she's in love with both of them, that's not true.
Well, what were you going to say? Because I think there's different interpretations. That's your take.
What's your take on that? I think Frank is her spark. That's the person that just, that's her soulmate. Mm-hmm. That is her soulmate. Whereas
souls ain't made it.
But they are, in a sense of, like, for years, they've been connected, and they've always, no matter who he slept with, no matter who she slept with, it's, when they see each other,
like that
it's a wrap. Yeah.
It's a soul tie. Not a soulmate. No. Because her soulmate is the person she married to.
No.
Okay, yeah, that ain't true. You're right.
Because that's why divorce happens.
You're right.
All the time. So,
they about to get a divorce.
Yeah,
You're right.
Praise God. But no, I just feel like, with Frank was her soulmate. That was her end all be all. That's my boo thing, my bae, my Alicia Keys, and Nelly versus Kelly in that video. Like that was their that moment for them. Whereas Paul just kept her satisfied. He was financially stable. He stepped up for the child, and she fell in love with him by default.
I feel so bad for him.
I do too, because he's so in love with her, and that's his soulmate, but she's not hers.
So yeah. Frank was Helen's fireworks, and then Helen was Paul's fireworks.
Right.
Yes. So that's the thing. I think it's just, when we saw him talk about the sauce, the way he talks about Helen, he knew he was taking all the BS that she was throwing at him, but he just kept on loving her, continued to love her in spite of everything she did to him, and he just got fed up now. But it took him 40 years to get fed up.
But honestly, part of me doesn't really feel sorry for him, because it's been like this from the beginning. Like, he saw that she was with his best friend. They were together. She was in love with him. His friend left. She was pregnant. She decided, he knew that she was pregnant.
But she did say, when I got married to you, I was deeply in love with you then. So it's like she was tried.
Because remember, she said, she's like, I knew he fancied me. He probably loved her the whole time.
Yeah.
But she's with his friend. And then she decides, okay, yeah, we'll be with you. Frank's gone. Like, he knew that he was second fiddle. But I think he just held up this hope the whole time that maybe Frank's gone. Like, I'm here. Like, I can be her one.
I can eventually make her love me. Yeah. That's what Frank, what Paul been trying to do. Make her love him with that barbecue sauce.
Well, I don't think it was I don't think it was as much as making her love me, but I think it was just him showing what love really is. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for him because he still continued to try. Like, love is patient, kind. Mm-hmm. It never fails. It never keeps, you know, record of wrongdoing. It's unconditional. He showed what love really was, and for her to just slap that back in his face, like, all these years I have been showing you that I can love you unconditionally, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm still going to be there, I'm still going to be patient with you, and I'm still going to be kind to you, and I'm still going to give you my all and raise your children and provide for you and take care of you when you're sick, you know, till death do us part. But then you keep throwing that in my face with somebody else, you know? So that's why I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, but we see that with women all the time. Usually the shoe is on the other foot, and it's the women that are doing that are, you know, men. Look, Ms. Gabrielle Union, her husband did have an outside baby in their relationship, and she still said, you know what, we still in this together, right. I'm gonna push through.
I'm sorry,
Dwayne Wade has a child. When they had a breakup, he had a child with somebody else. Ludacris did the same thing while I'm sorry, and his girlfriend had a breakup.
Really?
Yes. Girl,
this is this,
yeah, oh. It's real life, and so
it's real life, girl.
Now with Ludacris, I will say,
oh my god, Gabby, I'm sorry, girl. I thought it was
minute.
All that.
Take a minute.
Did I know all that?
But we see this in real life. That. It's usually the women that say, okay, I'm gonna accept.
They have no baby on me.
We can give Portia a minute to process this information right now.
This 7-year old information.
Oh, they've been. So we see the women taking this. This happens to women all the time. Are we being a little soft because it's a guy? Like, we hate to see men cry, like, because it's a guy.
No, I'm not being soft.
If it was a woman in the same situation, I'd be feeling sorry for her too, for showing that love and everything. But right now we're talking about Paul because he's going through.
Well, no, exactly. I'm being equally hard on Helen because I think for lack of better words, to refer to her as in her
Helen is trifling. Okay,
she
ain't right.
Helen knows she ain't right.
Yeah,
she ain't
right. She finally admitted to it,
and she did admit to it. What I did want to say too, back to what you were talking about, I feel like these people have been alive a lot longer than we have. And so every relationship is different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Her love for Frank is different than the type of love that she had for Paul.
Yes.
And so that's why she was trying to figure it out. I think, you know, when one ended, she was like, okay, let me just bounce back and get into this thing. I got this baby. I got to keep it moving. I don't want to be a single parent, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So to say that, you know, she didn't love him, maybe she loved him in her own way.
Yeah.
Not the way he wanted her to. And it was the way she could at that time. Because maybe she never even, if she's taking time now at 60-something years old to herself to grow, that means she was very immature back then and wasn't making smart, mature decisions.
I think she wishes she could mold the two together.
Right.
Yeah.
She would have the best.
Frank. Yeah. I think she wishes that she, because, I mean, you know, who
Frank
wants to
date
a drug addict?
Frank has all his flaws, right.
Right.
And I mean, in reality. She, like, you can't force the spark. You can't create it. Like, that's just something you can't control.
Yeah.
And so as much as, like,
you want to fake it.
Right. It's like, I can't.
Yeah. Question.
Y'all left me in the Gabrielle in your comments.
Girl, you gotta Google.
We gonna let you process it, and okay. Ludacris too. But Patrick said, ooh, mom thinks rules don't apply to her. Now, he said that to MJ. He was like, mom thinks rules don't apply to her. And I think, did you notice how Helen was kind of going through every day, like everything was normal to her. Like, she just kept on pushing. She was like, okay, let's pack these bags. Let's go to New York. Let's do this show. We have to, you know, keep up a good face for our daughter. I think she's so used to
pushing it away.
But hiding. I think what it is, just like she told MJ, I admire, you know, basically the fight in you that you have to have all of these situations happen to you and you keep pushing. And I think she tries to take that out of her daughter and say, all right, I'm just going to keep pushing. I'm keep on doing it. But now she's taking it to an extreme where she's acting like it never even happened.
Right.
Like, now you bamboozling you and yourself. Like, it ain't right.
I think parents have to do that for their kids.
Right.
I think that they, like, because I know for me, like, I saw my parents argue, but they would never involve me in what the actual issue was.
Right.
So it keeps your children safe in the sense of, like, okay, yeah, we have issues, but you guys don't need to worry yourselves about that because it's just not important. You have your own lives and we have ours. So just focus on you. But I mean, it's unfortunately, I feel like that power is always put on the mom because the mom is just the focal point of the home. So, and she's the nurturer for the children. So I feel like with her, she just feels like she has to do that in order to stay strong for not only her family, but for herself.
Right.
Too.
And think about it. You have three kids. You have, she had Patrick, then she had MJ, then she had Paul Jr. I mean, you have day-to-day activities. You got to feed these kids, clothe these kids, you know, buy them food, take them to school. So you don't really have time to focus on anything that's going to prevent you from doing those day-to-day activities.
Yeah.
My question to you guys is, do you think Helen loves herself? Like, you know how they say you got to love yourself first before you can love anybody else? Do you think Helen loves herself?
Clearly, because she's doing whatever she feel like doing.
Good night, Rocky.
she doesn't think about anyone else the same way with MJ.
Right. Selfish.
It's the same. Yeah, she's like,
she's definitely selfish.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care. I want to do whatever I want. And that's why she was so quick to, I'm going to New Orleans.
She was ready to go to New Orleans.
Ready. Bags packed.
No, she wasn't.
Paul didn't have to pack her bags. She said bags packed. Okay.
I think Helen loves
adventure.
She hesitated.
Helen is just, she's just one of those people who just, like MJ, she's never going to be wrong.
I don't think she loves herself.
No?
I think
why?
She's
the same. No. I feel like if she loved herself, she wouldn't be putting herself through these type of predicaments. Mm. She would have more respect for the type of woman she is, the type of man that she deserves. She would have more respect for love that's coming her way. Like, if you love yourself, you're going to treat yourself like you love yourself. And her actions have not been treating herself like she loves herself. It has been treating herself like she feels like she's dirt. Like, basically, because that's what a woman does who feel like they're nothing. They got to try to solve it with all this other stuff.
And MJ kind of does the same thing, too. Yeah. That's why she's been in all these, like, messy relationships where she's like, okay, just tell me you love me. Just, you know,
yeah.
She had the Cuddy Buddy. She had the craziness with David. Oh, she had Omari Hardwick.
But when you need men to love you and light your fire and be your backbone for everything, then you clearly don't love yourself. You're clearly not in tune with yourself. You clearly don't know who you are and the value that you hold, because you're really a prized possession. And if you don't carry yourself that way, then you end up in situations like this.
What do you think, Rocky?
I slightly disagree. I feel like, so do you equate a woman who has multiple partners or multiple just adventures with men as someone who doesn't love themselves?
No, she doesn't know her worth.
I think it depends. It depends on where she is in her journey. Because as a woman, you can, like, MJ is a sexual being, right?
Yeah.
But it's not the sex part that really makes me feel that way. It's more the meat of the relationship, the fact that these relationships,
the
really
love
don't
she's
stick.
Trying to pull from
yeah.
people. Yeah.
So in the sense
term.
Of like she, right? I mean.
Because a woman who has sex with other people, she just doesn't know her worth. She just doesn't know the value of what she's giving away. Like, she's casting her pearls before swine.
Sometimes a lady just wants to have sex, child.
Right. Okay.
No.
It can be that.
And I've been there before. I've suffered with promiscuity, and I know how that feels. You don't know your worth. Like, I did it because I didn't know how much I was worth. Now that I know that, I'm not just giving it away to anybody.
Maybe that's what I'm saying. But there are other women who can do it.
Yeah, and they're fine. And they go home, and they're like, I'm sleeping great. I mean,
and it's something psychologically up under that brain that they haven't even tapped into yet. I promise you, it's something wrong with that.
Not all the time.
Some people just like a good time.
Look,
yeah, they don't want a commitment.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought I just liked the good time too. It was all fine and dandy.
But you were younger then. Like, this is like, I think experience, for everybody's experience is different. Because I have some girlfriends. I think we're taught to feel bad. Mm-hmm. When you
like women aren't supposed to,
because you're living
to
in a patriarchal
that.
World where the man tells you what your worth is and how you should treat yourself. But if you love yourself and you say, "Look, I want to sleep with Joe tomorrow and Jared the next day,"
and it's agreed upon to be safe, you know, we're using protection. You know, this person is not a random person. I think, you know, do what you're doing. But if it's a situation where you're in danger, you know, and then at the end of the night, you're feeling like you are worth nothing.
Or if you're in a domestic situation where you're getting beat up or like he's verbally abusive or whatever, then that would be a situation where it's like he's harming you. But if you don't feel harmed after the moment, I mean, do what you want to do. Now, it's a difference between someone having sex to feel worthy, as opposed to you having sex because like getting pleasure.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, because I mean, in a sense, you're giving yourself away in a lot of different aspects, not just physically when it comes to sex. So I mean, I just feel like a woman is in control of her body. Her body is her temple, and she is her own prized possession. And if she wants to, you know, dibble and dabble into whatever she feels like doing, then I mean, that's her. As long as her psyche is cool at the end of the day, then what difference does it make?
They don't call it sexercise for nothing.
Okay.
I am not about to play with y'all.
I just had a revelation.
Okay.
About this is a change.
Make it good, girl. Make it good.
About the kids' names, you know, Patrick and then there's Pauletta and Paul Jr. Like, Paul was like, these are my kids. Okay,
he said, "Look, Paul, just in case y'all know, Paul Jr. y'all don't right. know."
No, Portia brought when we had the predictions, and I said I thought Patrick wasn't his son, and that's what Portia said. She was like, "Oh, that's why Paul Jr. is the youngest kid and not Patrick."
Yeah, yeah. But I forgot about her like real name. Being Pauletta, it's like you know, Paul and both.
She's
not
about Mary Jane Paul, girl. Mm-hmm. That ain't your name.
I just want to shout out Estella for saying Shook Avery cheated on Finance Chef. Like, why? But wait, because I've been girl, because I've been calling her Shook Avery the entire time.
Shook, I love Shook.
I just imagine. Look, I'm here with you, girl, because I've been calling her Shook the whole time. She ain't handling the me.
Yeah, she always Shook Avery to me too.
Right, I know, forever and always.
But looking gorgeous.
Like, I know.
I love that gold outfit she wore to the. Well, she was supposed to be.
It was, yes.
I want to read Estella's comment. Her development is arrested. Age didn't get to really know herself before she started her family, which is the reason for most women of her generation. The same for most women of her generation. She's still learning who she is, even in her elder years.
And it's never too late.
Because there's pressure, especially in that generation, to be this perfect woman. Oh, I'm not a hoe.
They kept on saying it was a different time.
Exactly.
Back then.
Yes, exactly. And there's so much pressure put on women to be this like this treasure or this gold, this like this idol. And it's like, girl, just live your life. But just look, do what you want
to
do.
That pressure, even MJ was putting that pressure on her to be this perfect mom, to be this perfect wife, and to be this perfect woman. And at some point, it had to break. So I guess the marriage broke and Helen's breaking. And she's like, do you think Helen and Paul Sr. feel free now? Like, woo! Everything's
I think Paul is going through it because he's actually getting a divorce from the woman that he loves. But I think Helen feel real free. She about to go get into him with herself. She about to go love herself and get some reclaimed time. Okay.
But I do think Paul Sr. probably feels some kind of freedom because after all this time, he's like hoping and wishing for her to love him back like he does. And then he's like just finally letting it go. Like,
no, that fool hurt.
Like holding on to this rope after all these years as she's pulling away. And I'm finally like, okay.
I think he's free in that sense of just because it's all
the load is lighter, the burden is off.
Like you will never.
Yeah. But I think he doesn't feel free because his freedom was Helen.
Yeah. Oh, of course, he's still hurt.
I feel like Helen. I feel like it's something that's I've been thinking about. Like, how much do you reveal to people? And nowadays, people reveal everything. Like, if they have mental illness, they talk about it. If they have had an addiction, they talk about it. Helen and Paul come from a different time, but I feel like they're like, finally, we don't have to hide anymore. We don't have to hide anything from our kids. Our kids are grown. Helen's like, y'all all out the house, except
Niecy
and Patrick. They still there. But, you know, for the most part, everybody's
Patrick
independent.
I thought Patrick had an apartment.
He was just at the house a
Where's
lot.
Where's his baby like, girl at?
Right.
I just thought about that.
She's still at his the daughter. Jack and Jill meetings.
She with the mom?
Oh, yeah. We ain't seen her.
The mama went back to rehab, didn't she?
See, we ain't seen a lot of people this episode. We ain't seen
BJ.
Yeah, where he at? And Lee, how come you ain't come back? So
Lee is not coming back.
I've come to terms.
I mean, there's
it,
two episodes left.
I've come to terms with it. Wait, okay, before we end, so Justin's still in Paris.
Yes.
But he coming back for his
He's
girl.
He's coming back.
I thought that was sweet.
I know.
That's so cute. I'm happy.
But now we have this showdown about to happen between Orlando, Lee, Kara. And Kara next week for Garrett's job.
Justin and Kara, not Lee.
Yes, Where? Sorry. Lee.
It's okay. She keep thinking about Lee, y'all.
I was like, Justin who? Sorry. I apologize.
Whatever.
But yeah, so this showdown next week. Predictions for next week. Who do you think is going to get the job?
Kara
or Lee?
I think it's going to be
Kara.
Or Justin.
Sorry.
You think it's going to be Justin?
No, I think it's going to be Kara.
It got to be Kara.
I think it's going to be Kara, and it's, yeah, because I feel like with Justin coming back, that's like a good positive thing for their relationship. But then with Kara getting the job, I think it's going to cause some
Man, if
some
it ain't
drama.
Kara, I slap MJ.
Yeah, yes.
Because she ain't right.
Okay.
Kara done had her back. She the reason why she got the
Kara
job. She the reason why she in New York.
Kara
she coached every single body. She produced the greatest stories. Mm-hmm. Some of that flop ain't right.
And unfortunately.
That MJ have to do sometimes. But she don't produce that. Look, she don't even produce that. She produced the greatest stories. She coached everybody. She makes sure people are on point.
Right.
She be talking to everybody here, getting them right, getting all the questions. She is an amazing. She deserves it.
She
worked her butt off to get there.
She did.
She deserves it. And Justin is just to ride the wave because he wasn't even going to be there if it wasn't for homegirl hiring him to get back at MJ.
Right. That's not true.
That is true.
I'm Justin Young.
He would have still been at CNN.
No.
Oh,
I hope
still been there.
I hope Justin doesn't get the position, because between Justin and Kara, I'm right. Team Kara.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like, one, you fired me a long time ago, Justin, so sorry. Right. And then, two, when it came down to when MJ lied to Kara initially about Justin, yeah. I feel like, if anything, you need to give Kara this job. Right. I don't know why it's coming down to MJ making the decision. But then
yeah,
again...
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, but, I mean, she is the head anchor, so, right. I mean...
Maybe that's
why. Well,
that
means Aaron has to say, too, then, right?
We will see.
Oh, right.
She's the only one.
I mean...
And so. Aaron don't like Justin.
Guys, we gotta wrap it up, but if, for me, as a woman who has been a producer... Like, the fire that you see in Kara when she's getting these stories. Kara got Michelle Obama.
Ew. No, but did you see the face that she made when she was, like, better than Beyonce?
Yes.
And she was like...
Right.
Like, better than Beyonce.
That's the only woman better than me?
That's a huge get. So, I want to give some shout-outs for all the people that commented last week. We had Casey Case, Everyday People 629, Quintessential 2. We had Brown Beauty. We had Anais, Dolores Turner, Janine Davis, and Phoenix Money Penny always. Thank you so much. And Zias Luwap. So thank you so much. And thank you, Estella McAdoshis, for being in our live chat today.
She didn't even watch the episode yet.
She said, I didn't even watch the episode yet, but I'm living through this interview, y'all. Appreciate you and y'all fly. And y'all
thank
fly.
You for watching.
Thank you, girl. We can't fly without you, girl, because you are wings.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Turn up.
So we have two more episodes left.
I know.
Me but this
and
episode,
you us never
shook
my
look, hopefully we got some, it's gonna be great. We're gonna go out with a bang, and like I said, we have some guests coming up, so stay tuned. Please continue to watch us. Please continue to comment, like, share, and subscribe to our show. My name is Sahai. You can find me on social media at Say Hi Sahai.
And I'm Sarah Lyons. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lioness.
Thank you all so much for watching. It's Portia Carter. Find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
And I'm Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Bye. Good night, everybody.
Bye. See you. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at @BHLOnline. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Sipia, Instagram, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.